good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. That was our first Caribbean song for the week, coming in from a Bahamian artist, Shamika Gray. She is new to the gospel stage, but she is very passionate about ministry. This young lady has a very powerful testimony. As a young child between the age of 2 and 5, she fell off a two-story building. She suffered major head trauma. Many thought she wouldn't even make it, at least that she would not even be able to speak or even walk anymore. But God had another plan. Today she is an author, and she is always quick to share her testimony with others to inspire them and let them know that all is not lost. You guys must Google her, man. She is doing such a great work here in the Bahamas, man. Miss Shamika Gray from Nassau, Bahamas. And that was one of her medleys entitled, Because He Lives. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest, all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a singing sister. She's making current history during Black History Month. And she was a season 3 finalist on NBC Television's popular talent series Search program. And, you know, that was a while back. And then she's also a dedicated music minister that goes all around singing. And she's just touching hearts and souls all over the world. And Michelle Brooks Thompson, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Mike D. I am doing well. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's an honor to have you, dear. It's an honor to have you.
Hello, Michelle. What's up? It's so great to have you here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Firstly, I want to let you know publicly that I'm so proud of you and all the wonderful work you are doing for the kingdom at this time. And I'm so glad to have you as one of our co-hosts on one of the hottest syndicated gospel music video show on the planet called CAIG Countdown. That is the Caribbean African American Gospel Music Video Countdown, man. You know, awesome, man, you know. But guess what? Tell me, Michelle, you got so much great things going on with you at this time when you're not busy opening up for big stadiums filled with millions of people. I mean, so many people making hit songs, doing videos and hitting the Billboard charts. You are at work putting in your 9-to-5 at the bank, you know, as a manager. And you are also a wife and a mother. Tell me, how do you balance your time?
Yeah, well, landlord, that is a lot. And thankfully, I do have a good support system of people that I can call on. And, you know, my husband being one, my cousin being one to step in when, you know, I have performances to do and we need a babysitter, spare the moment, or just, you know, my daughters help out as well when I have different things to do. So having a good support system helps create a balance. If I didn't have that, it would be a little difficult.
Awesome, awesome. Well said. And I love the way that you put it, you know. And you are on point, man. You know, without a good support system, we will all fail, you know. But good stuff, man. Keep up the great work.
Michelle, congratulations on your song, Never Give Up. You be singing that song. You sound great. Tell us about your song and music. What about a project?
Well, Mike D, thank you so much for that. I really am excited about the single, Never Give Up. It is a personal testimony for me. And so, you know, this song right now being released, I feel like there's no greater time than a message such as telling someone to keep believing and keep having faith and to never give up. So we are working on an album right now, and this song is the lead song for the album. And, you know, the entire project in itself is just going to be encouraging and motivational to listeners everywhere, because that's one of the reasons why I sing, is to use my gift to inspire people through music. And so we wanted to lead off in 22 with something powerful and something that would really encourage people to just hold on
Oh, hallelujah. That's going to be nice. And of course, you always are encouraging, and to everybody, never give up, for sure.
For real, man. You know, Michelle, thank you so much for such an on-time message that is very powerful. Michelle, there's a young lady from the Bahamas. Her name is Jessica Reed. She loves to sing, but only in her bathroom, you know. And she has a question for you. She would like to know, do you prefer performing on tracks or a live band?
Well, Jessica, that is a good question. And my favorite performance style is singing with a live band. Okay. Because I like to be able to add and kind of shift with the change in the atmosphere, especially with praise and worship, because with a track, you are more restricted. Mm-hmm. When you have a band, you can flow any way that the Spirit leads you. And it might be switching to another song or skipping one part of the song and going to the next. So I definitely prefer having my live band with me.
Yeah, awesome. I can dig it.
Yeah, man, you know, and I like what you just said, you know, with tracks, you are more restricted, but with a live band, you are free and more in control of your musical skills. Good stuff.
Michelle, I tell you, you are quite a gifted singer. God has blessed you, and you've got that anointing and everything, and you're such an encourager, and, you know, we just are so happy that you're blessing people all around the world with your wonderful gift and ministry. And we also want to thank you for joining us, Michelle Brooks Thompson.
Yeah, man, Michelle, you know, big up yourself, man. You're doing such an amazing work for the kingdom of God. Your future is so bright, man, you know, and thank you for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show, and we wish you all the best. God bless.
Well, Landlord and Mike D, thank you so much for having me, and thank you to everyone listening from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, all the islands, and Africa. I truly appreciate your support.
You won't fall. So hold your head up high. God will never leave you. never give up.
When I was a child, one of the family elders called me over and said, Mikey, always remember, as long as you keep on trying, you always got a chance. Never Give Up is a wonderful song by the gifted songstress Michelle Brooks Thompson. One season on TV, she was a finalist on the NBC Television Network talent search program, that big show called The Voice. Michelle sings all over, blessing people everywhere. And one year, we looked up and she was singing to a worldwide audience at Major League Baseball's World Series. Of course, that's the Super Bowl of Major League Baseball. And what a message in her music, landlord. Never give up.
Mike, Michelle is such a blessing to the kingdom, and it was really great having her here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next is a good friend and partner of ours. She is from Longview, Texas. She is a choir director, a musician, producer, radio station owner, and so much more. Her name is Miss Melva Williams. Check out one of her tracks entitled Going in Jesus' Name.
I want to encourage somebody today that no matter what you're going through, no matter what comes your way, I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep on moving. I'm going to keep going on in Jesus' name.
Keep going in Jesus' name.
Melva Williams has been singing since she was a little girl, little toddler running around the church, singing, and she's still singing and ministering and helping to lead souls to Christ and all that, everything. Melva stands on the facts that gospel music has power, and there's power in the name of Jesus, landlord.
My destination is heaven, and I'm going in Jesus' name. Beautiful and powerful message, letting the listeners know, don't you ever give up. Don't you ever surrender. Keep going in Jesus' name. Great song from my friend and sister, Melva Williams. Keep up the great work, my wonderful friend. God is really pleased with what you're doing for the kingdom, man. Awesome stuff. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, the word says, give a wise person instruction and they become yet wiser. During the pandemic and always, never stop learning. That way, you never stop becoming wiser.
Wow, that right there is good stuff, Mike. You know, very powerful nugget, man. Thank you so much. Well, at this time, I want to thank Michelle Brooke Thompson for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And I also want to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for always tuning in to us every week. We appreciate you. We love you and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, landlord, and on behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next is an artist from out of Jamaica. He is now residing in the U.S. and he goes by the name of Lionel Tate. This is one of his latest singles entitled Breeze On Me. Check it out. So until next time, God bless you and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
I am made from the dirt, pressed in the sand, into a life I don't understand, surrounded by so many things I do not know. Born into guilt, with sin as my frame, swallowed in pride, buried in shame, crushed by the weight of the burdens I have owned. But yet still, Lord, you breathe on me. And yet still, you made me believe that it's where said I am delivered, Lord, when you
Show us your glory.